Prevention, Chapter 3, Promise. He was in chains again. That was to be expected. Celestia had been quite angry at him. That was to be expected. He hadn't seen any pony in well over 24 hours. That, too, was to be expected. Everything was so far going to plan. Now, he just had to wait. As he waited, he sung a little tune to himself. Broken continued to hum the tune to the odd song, even as the door dragged open to admit Shining Armor and two other guards. He flashed them a toothy grin, winking at the captain, who glared back in response.
Ah, so how's Pippi doing? Did I manage to carve up any part of his brain? Though, I'm damn proud I got his eye. That's a hard shot to make with no depth perception.
Stone-faced silence met his mockingly cheery words. Broken's grin slipped into a smirk. He narrowed his eye, clicking his tongue as he switched tactics.
So, how's Candy doing? Pull, silence!
Shining barked, and Broken snorted.
Aegis, Anvil, undo the prisoner's bonds. Oh, is that what you came down here for?
Broken laughed again.
No need for that, Colt. I got off these hours ago.
True to his word, a shake of his barrel slunk off the chains that should have fastened him to the floor, with the leg irons following suit as he stood uneasily.
You should really invest in better equipment, Polly, cause these things were easier to get off than Candy's fuzzy stuff.
The buck sent his head into the wall, though when he stopped seeing spots, none of the guards had moved. He spat out some blood, and laughed.
Right, I get it. No talking about the plot.
This buck made a dent into the wall, small chunks of rock falling around Broken as blood dripped onto his muzzle. The guards remained stock still. He gave each of them a grimace glare.
Now that was uncalled for, a changeling mountain.
And this buck made him see sunshine and several cross-eyed little pegasi.
And why is the prisoner injured?
He was uncooperative, Your Highness. We were forced to subdue him.
Celestia leveled a raised brow, appraisal of the three guards' ponies in front of her. The two regulars shifted a bit, but Shining met her gaze evenly. She sighed, as her eyes flicked to the blood-caked mess of a pony in front of them.
I accept your justification. But if it happens again and you three are once more spotless from injury, I shall assign all of you to the inside of Luna's private chambers for the week before the next Summer Sun celebration. Is that understood?
Now all three looks rather mortified, though Shining at least attempted to maintain a straight face. Celestia smirked and waved them off with a hoof. The second the door closed, Broken let out a groan, quickly followed by two coughs. An eye peered out from under his matted mane, and he gritted his teeth as he drew himself up to bow to his princess. Then he fell over again.
Strip my hide if that booker can't hit. I don't remember being that strong.
Celestia stared at Broken for a time, simply watching him shift around in an effort to reduce the pain to a small amount as he could. When he stopped, she began.
She wishes to help you.
What?
Twilight Sparkle. She wishes to help you recover from the trauma that you've been forced through.
What?
Broken laughed again. This time with genuine entertainment at what was obviously a rather odd joke at his expense. He tapered off slowly as he noticed her silence, and the stallion watched her, looking for any sign of a fib. Celestia had always had to tell, but if she was lying now, she was hiding it extremely well.
You're serious, then? Why the buck would she want to help me? Is she suicidal? Did I do more damage to her head than it looked?
My student is fine, Broken Shield, apart from some strained muscles in her neck.
Broken was minorly surprised to feel small relief of the news.
Then, why in Faust's name would—
Love and tolerance, Broken. Many ponies, including your sister, lives almost completely free of resentment and hatred.
Broken was silent for several minutes. He mulled the news over in his head, giggled occasionally as he thought of something that he found entertaining, but mostly he remained rather stoic.
Does she truly think that I can be rehabilitated?
I'm not sure what you mean, my little pony.
Celestia watched the disturbed unicorn. For the first time in her observance, he looked confused, unsure, scared.
Your Highness, I've lived the last decade of my life fighting the being that she became. I've lost everything to her. Friends, allies, family. I've been tortured, starved, mentally raped, all at her order or by her hoof. I have tortured, starved, and destroyed the minds of her allies and helpers. I don't remember the last day that I've not killed some pony out of necessity, or of excessive assaults, or simply because they were just the enemy. I have 10 years of memories of things that many ponies here could never comprehend. I'm not sure I can recover from that trauma.
His eyes were dry. Broken was not speaking as a mad pony, no, but as a truly broken individual. Celestia sighed. She walked forwards, standing within hoof lengths of the old soldier. She laid a wingtip on his shoulder, drawing a confused stare.
I, too, do not believe that you will recover from what has occurred. To ask you to would be foolish and a futile effort.
Then, why did you—
Because you can be helped, Broken Shield. You may never recover, but you do not need to remain broken. I want to see you come back from the brink that you stand upon. I want to see your scars faded, your injuries mended, and your traumas healed. What I want, my little pony, is for you to live the life that all ponies should be allowed to live.
And Twilight?
She too sees little difference between herself and Rising Dawn. She feels a horrible guilt over what little she knows of Dawn's actions. It is my hope that she may be able to help you heal from your past, and that you may help her to realize that she is innocent of any evils that Rising Dawn may have committed.
And how precisely do you expect this to happen?
Simple. You shall be set free with Twilight acting as your legal guardian. At return points in time, you shall give a narrative to Twilight and her friends, should they wish of it, of what occurred in your Equestria. Everything that you can remember that is relevant to how you came here, I want you to tell her. That way you can relieve yourself of the burden of carrying those memories silently, so she can see how different she is from Dawn, and with Spike recording, we can get a clearer timeline of the events, so that we may learn from them.
Celestia gave a small smile, as Broken's brow furrowed.
Say I agree to this, where would I stay?
Twilight has offered room and board.
And I'm supposed to assume no pony has a problem with that? Her friends, her dragon, shining armor? You?
Celestia merely shook her head.
If any pony has a problem, they can voice it to Twilight. It's her decision.
What about me?
Do you have a problem living with her?
Broken snorted.
Would you want to bunk in with a pre-insane Discord?
When Celestia gave him a slightly sheepish look, he specified.
Yes, I do. I'd much rather live in the Everfree, Your Highness. It's less dangerous.
You can speak to Twilight about it.
The stallion just sighed.
So what would I do when not regaling her and her friends with tales of torture and misery?
I would presume Twilight or one of her friends could use the aid of a former royal guard in some fashion. And before you ask...
She added, as Broken opened his mouth once more.
No, I'm not letting you anywhere near weapons or instruments of violence. Twilight is under strict orders to prevent you from harming any pony as well.
Princess, I highly doubt that she or you could keep me away from anything that could be used as a weapon. I've had to learn to use any possible item to my advantage.
Like the floor?
Broken's eye flicked up at Celestia, who met his stare with a mild chill.
I swore not to hurt Twilight, and technically, I'm still at war with Pip.
He was not attacking you, nor acting aggressive. You had no reason to attack him.
No reason? He is responsible for the deaths of more royal guards and loyalists than I could count, as well as Princess Luna, in case you forgot.
Celestia's eyes popped out fully. Her mane seemed to inflate as it was suddenly very, very hot in the chamber. The Solar Princess's voice took on a timbre. Not the royal Canterlot voice, but the voice of any channeling extreme power.
I would not forget such a thing, Broken Shield. I remember any and all threats to my people, especially my family. You would do well to remember that.
I meant no offense, Princess, but he is my enemy, has been for almost 10 years. I will simply not brush off a decade of death, pain, and loss at his hooves in a day because you've asked me to.
You've done so with Twilight.
I have not!
He roared. Celestia's mouth closed in astonishment at his vehemence.
I have not, and I will never forget what that thing has done to me or to Equestria.
He took in a few breaths, ragged growls coming from his throat as he stood up in an attempt to meet her eye. His voice grew icy as he spoke.
Your little trick worked earlier because I saw Twilight and Rising Dawn as one and the same already. But as she is right now, she's nowhere near the level of evil that Rising Dawn ruled over. I swear to you, Princess, and a Luna and a Cadence, the second I see anything of Dawn and Twilight, I will kill her. Because she won't be my sister anymore.
Then he began to laugh again. It was a low, breathless laugh, one that failed to distract from the small tears running down his cheeks. For the first time in several decades, the Solar Princess found herself at a loss of what to do. She watched as the mad pony shook slightly as he curled into a ball, his four hoofs covering his ears as he seemed to stare through the wall. I definitely think it's possible for them to fix him, it's just that, well, it's not really going to be easy. It's even life-threatening. Now let's get on to our perfect donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, Jayton Man, Darkseid, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Magazine, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ron and Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Skyochia, Leslie Perkett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kizune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Tim Bob, Needs a Life, and many more amazing people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.